This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
To declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
No fear here and declare your independence with me, Ernest Hancock. We're continuing our conversation with Jacob Hornberger. He's candidate for President of the United States going for the Libertarian Party nomination. Now, I've known Jacob for a long time, since, 30 years, and he has been a big inspiration to me, and a lot of our advocacies and confidence in philosophy comes from him. Now, one thing that libertarians are often known for is open borders. Now, Jacob does not shy away from that, and he's very adamant in his articulation of that position and why. Maybe we can learn something.
And they say, well, 90% of American people favor immigration controls. Okay. How many of those 90% are going to vote for a Libertarian Party presidential candidate who favors immigration controls? 0%. Because every one of them is going to vote for Donald Trump. Trump's going to be saying, stop the steal number two. They're going to steal it from us. Every vote counts. Flood the ballot boxes. Don't waste your vote on a Libertarian or anyone else. So that position, even though let's say 90% of the American people favor it, gets 0 votes. My position, open borders, gets the 10% that oppose this system, and plus a lot of other people that never heard the case for open borders that would come over. So now all of a sudden, I'm looking at a large block of votes, of passionate voters that will vote for me to say, my gosh, we're horrified by the concertina wire, the death, suffering. I get that huge block of votes consisting of, let's say it's 10%, that my opponents can't get. Because those voters, those passionate pro-open borders people, are never going to vote for a Libertarian Party presidential candidate that favors border controls. So that's why we're at the latest poll of 0%, because the American people are going to assume, they are assuming, that we're going to run the same kind of candidate we run for the last 20 years, the reform-oriented, Republican-like candidate favoring immigration controls and so forth. Now, your question is a fascinating one, is how do these people come into the party with all of these Republican statist positions, you know, favoring Social Security? I think it's more just a reflection of the times. I don't think it's, I mean, it could be something malevolent, infiltration and stuff, but I always default to the people just assume that this is the right thing to do. We've been taught in this party that school vouchers, for example, or a libertarian position. And you couldn't find anything, a better example of a violation of the non-aggression principle. It's based on taxation. It takes money from one group of people and gives it to another group of people. It's the same funding measure for public schools. But people come into the party from the Republican Party, and that's, I think, where most of our new members come in from the Republican Party. And that's freedom to them. So if you were to go do a poll inside the Libertarian Party, including in the LNC, the Libertarian National Committee puts out fundraising letters, advancing school vouchers. They have speakers at Libertarian fundraising events featuring school vouchers. If you did a poll in the party and said, do you think school vouchers are a pro-freedom position? I think the overwhelming majority would say yes, simply because that's what they've been taught. And so here I come in. I notice this sometimes when I'm giving a talk at an LPE convention and there's a lot of young people there. They have stunned looks on their faces, Ernie. They've never heard this message before, the message of pure principle. They've been taught that reform is libertarianism. It's been redefined as libertarianism. And for them, that is libertarianism. Social Security reform, Medicare reform, health care reform, FDA reform, military reform, DEA reform. And I come in and say, That's not freedom at all. I'm in this for freedom. And for freedom, you got to dismantle infringements on freedom. If all you do is reform freedom, it's like reforming slavery. Reforming slavery would not have meant freedom for slaves. To get rid of slavery, you got to dismantle the structure of slavery. And that's the same thing we got to do here in the United States. We got to dismantle the structure of socialism so we're not serfs anymore.
You know what's happening that I've been, you know, welcome to see, and I found the clip. I'm going to let it load up here because it has been refreshing or expected. You know, it's not a surprise to me that you have Javier Milei, you know, all of a sudden espousing anarcho-capitalism. He's Captain AnCap. Yeah, that's what you need. You need a black and gold cape, you know, go around being Captain AnCap. You know, that's what Javier did, man. Woo, you get elected. Well, we had a woman from Argentina on the show. She was the Arizona Project, one of these young entrepreneurs they bring every year from all these different countries. And we've been covering that. You know, each year we'll interview all of them. And she was from Argentina. And she's a hardcore libertarian, narco-capitalist kind of whatever. But she's going, yeah, but he's kind of rough around the edges, you know. He's got, you know, kind of moppy hair. And, you know, he's kind of harsh. And I go, he's going to win. I go, I don't think you understand. You haven't seen this before. I go, this is what it takes. This is going to be, it's a hardcore freaking, these guys suck and, you know, whatever. So there's other stuff, questionable things. He's like, you know, he's making nice with the Pope because he knows that most of his country's Catholic. You got church and the state. I mean, you know, it's kind of, so he's not, you know, picking up too much of a fight. And then he wants to go to Israel, you know, and he's making nice there. He's playing politics, but he's lopping off government. I mean, it is like, and we don't need that. We don't need that. We don't need that. We don't need that. He balanced the budget, you know, 1 year. He's in there in 6 months, boom, balance, you know, we got a surplus. You know, so this is, it takes that kind of hardcore, no compromise position, and it's always been what's most popular with any libertarian effort. But all you need to do to buy the party is 10,000 here, 100,000 there for cheap money. You give me $250,000 and I sling it around the country, Libertarian Party did something, kind of push a little extra here, and you know, American for Prosperity of, yeah, we kind of, you know, how to spell the word libertarian, and we get this person, that guy, and you're done. You take over the third largest party in the nation on the cheap. And this is what's been happening. I watch it happen. I know the people that do it. This is how it's, this is how you play politics. Well, they want to give you the impression that the Libertarian Party is a party, a political party. It is a freedom movement if you allow it to be, which is how we approached it in Arizona in the 90s, and what had decades of repercussions that rang out through, and it has to happen again. And if we don't do it, it's going to be, you know, watered down by a MAGA thing. You know, make America great again without even knowing why it was great. You know what I mean? Okay, what does that mean? How did that happen? What was the difference? It's these kinds of philosophies that are so important that we have these principles articulated cleanly with the knowledge, knowing that you may not get the most votes. But by compromising, they're going down. We are not advancing. We are not freeing minds. If, when we started in the 90s, when we worked really hard on this stuff, you know, making the platform even clearer, going, it wasn't until like 06 when they finally just took the platform, threw it in the trash, and started over, and we're going to be reform guys or something, and it took a nosedive ever since then. Instead of a gradual going up, freeing hearts and minds, and they lost faith. It is a faith in principle, a faith in freedom, a faith. You know, I want to, before I turn it to you, I want to explain this one point that was very important to me that I've come more and more understanding of. You know, there's always a difference between the word freedom and liberty. Liberty, freedom, you know, what's the difference? Freedom is like I'm unshackled. I am free to pull the trigger. I am free to dig the ditch. I am free to build my house. I'm free because I'm free. Somebody's not just sitting on me. You know, they don't have me chained to a rock. You know, I am free to do it. But am I at liberty to do it? And am I in a state of liberty? Do I have the conditions, the atmosphere, the support of a government or permission from my neighbor, whatever, that I'm in a state of liberty to exercise my freedom? Well, I'm free to do it. I'm going to build a house out there. Everybody can suck it. I'm far out in the desert. You want to come get me? Well, you know, I'm over here. Come on. Let's play. You guys want to play? Because then we're going to be arguing about, am I in a state of liberty? Are you at liberty to do that? We'll go find out, okay? And that's what we're going to advocate for. Of course I'm free to do it. Nobody said, you know, well, we have a complaint from who? I don't see anybody for miles. Nice try. Oh, your satellite complained? You know? So this, am I in a state of liberty? No, you aren't. Okay, that's what we wanted to know. Now let's fix that. You see my point? So once I understand that, it's something that you take for yourself. Of course, you can exercise your freedom. But in a state of liberty, is America in a state of liberty? It is not. That's what we have to work on. How do you do that? By advocating for it, by giving examples of it, by inspiring for it, by articulating it, which is what Jacob does. This is why I need, as much as I deal in the politics now, I don't freaking care. You know, we do the Trump report, Dr. Frank Tamburi, and it's, you know, an old couple yelling at each other for 8 years, 9 years. I mean, it's been since 15. And we're sitting there, you know, outsquitted. You know, and the reason is, I'm going, doesn't matter. I don't care. Doesn't matter. Just triggers him. It doesn't matter. I don't care. All this advocacy, all this little fiddling around the edges and so on, you're missing the point. That America, the promise of America, the declaration, why this show is called Declare Your Independence, is because the very clearly, in the beginning of the whole experiment, the first thing, only thing, the reason you create a government is the protection of individual rights. Individual. If it's not doing that, then why are they there? What's the point? To have that articulated, explained, and defended consistently is what I support. Jacob Hornberger. And the fact that that would not be inside the party means it got invaded. It has, there's an insurrection inside. There's an invasion. You want to talk about an invasion? It's that. And why? Big money, interested people do this. I get calls all, we need you to work on, we want to help and Levolution this and doing this kind of thing and whatever. And we got this anti-war campaign against this Montana. What I said, right. You know, the money guys, I mean, they'll tell you what's going on. I guarantee they're going to use the anti-war issue to have some candidate that will pull enough from him to get somebody else. They do it as a threat because I guarantee he voted against their energy interest on something. Right? And exactly that's what's going on. They're using the Libertarian Party as a kingmaker. And to do that, they have to have certain policies in the way that they want to do it to be able to make it more effective for that. And it's not about freedom. It's not about advocacy for a principle. It's not about, you know, fixing America, which is what? Make me free in a state of liberty. That's not the goal. It's control for what they are trying to con us into being. So that's my opinion. And that's why, and I think you know, that's why I support your positions. Where else do you get, you know, it's amazing that you can be so principled and advocate for this for decades that I've known you, and you get varying levels of support, you know, over time, but the machine of politics, the machine of the media. Yesterday we emphasized a bunch of, you know, interviews of this guy named Mike Benz on Tucker Carlson and Russell Brand going on about it, of how the machine was created. All the media, all the software, Google, Facebook, everything. It was a campaign by the government. All of this censorship, everything is government directed. Money directed. We are being controlled. And it's only people like Jacob Hornberger that understood how to just navigate right, blaze right through it. Boom. We're advocating for principle. That's the threat. And that's what Klaus Schwab was talking about. I was shocked when I saw that. I was like, woo. Anyway, I'm sorry. Comment on that. My rant.
Well, yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. We need a revolution out there, Ernie, and that's what you're talking about, a revolution for freedom. But I don't think we can achieve that revolution without a revolution inside the Libertarian Party first and the Libertarian movement to a larger extent, a revolution that revitalizes our commitment to the original founding principles of the party, of libertarianism. I mean, when you talked about how they went through the platform, they deleted two planks. One, calling for the abolition of the CIA, which is the most evil agency in history. The other one, the FBI. God. I mean, they must have been uncorking the champagne at FBI and CIA headquarters, because this was the one party that was standing against the national security state. And all of a sudden, the planks are gone. And that's why I keep saying is that we need a great awakening in this party that overwhelms them. The people that are advocating status reform and that says, no, we're going to run a presidential campaign this time around that's going to be totally different. We're going to give the American people something they're not expecting, because we already know the results. If we do the same thing, it's going to be 0 to 1%. The polls are already stating that. If voter sentiment has not changed over the last 3 years, it's not going to change over the next 7 or 8 months. We need to do something completely different. And I say, let's run a campaign of pure principle, open borders, abolish Social Security and Medicare and the welfare state. Lead America to freedom. You indicated that. We've got to show faith in freedom and faith in voluntary charity, faith in free markets. You don't show that faith when you say, we've got to continue with this evil program called Social Security for 25 years, because otherwise people will be dying in the streets. Nobody's going to be dying in the streets. And when you have a conviction that freedom works, you don't doubt that. Everybody's going to be fine. For the truly needy, we've got children and grandchildren honoring mother and father and grandparents on a voluntary basis, especially since there'll be no more income tax or FICA taxes. You've got churches are filled with faith-filled people that are ready to help others out. The wealthy don't even need the money. The people in the middle might have to adjust, maybe get a part-time job. There's nothing wrong with that. But we've got to lead America in the restoration of faith and freedom, free markets, and voluntary charity. And then we're talking about leading a revolution out there, which is what we need to do. I'm in this for freedom, as you are. We're not going to get freedom with 1% or 0% of the vote. We need to break out to 10 to 15%. And I've contended from the beginning of this race that you can achieve that major breakout in only one way, a campaign of principle for the so-called party of
which
principle.
Has happened in Arizona.
I saw that constituency.
It happened. We already know. We've done it. Proved it.
Well, I saw it 20 years ago when I ran for Senate in Virginia. I ran the same kind of campaign of principle. People were mocking me in the party, ridiculing me. I was going to get 0.01, 0.02. I got 7% of the statewide vote. Not 0.07, 7%, running against one of the most popular governors in the history of the state, John Warner. The Democrats didn't run anybody, but they were never going to vote for me. I'm calling for the repeal of Social Security, Medicare, public schooling. But I found there's a constituency out there that will vote for a libertarian package as long as it's the full package. They're not going to vote for immigration reform or Social Security reform. They will vote for the pure package. 7%, that's 20 years ago, Ernie. We've made a lot of progress in 20 years, and that's why I keep telling the party, if you want to double that to 10 to 15%, run a campaign of principle, because if you do the same thing you've been doing for 20 years, you're going to get 0 to 1%.
My first statewide race as Secretary of State in 94, I got over 7%, and I was running against Speaker of the House and President of the Senate. Don't tell me that you can't do it. You know, I've just do some whip butt, and it kept going up from there. We have congressional candidates and local and everything. We'd fill the ballot, 30 going to come out with butt whipping. And they had to contend. And that is what the threat is. I've been waiting for this. We have a, trying to get this to low. We have a, you know, bandwidth thing going on. So there may be a delay between you and I. I apologize for that. But I wanted to play this into it. This is not the version that I have, but you get the idea. Here it is. It's only 37 seconds. Okay? 37 seconds. Give this a listen.
You have this anti-system movement. What we are seeing is a revolution against the system. So fixing the present system is not enough. Now, there is, of course, a anti-system, which is called libertarianism, which means to tear down everything which creates some kind of influence of government into private lives. It's dismantling the system.
It's dismantling the system. Those damn libertarians want to dismantle the system. And they're dismantling the system. You know, I was like, what the crap? You know, I thought that was recent, and it wasn't. A listener on our Telegram, Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock Telegram, that will be going away, you know, here directly, because we're going to bring everything in. But the they go, Ernie. That wasn't recent. That was, you know, years ago. That was before the pandemic. That was, you know, from a thing, you know, they knew we were the target from the beginning. And I'm going, all right. You know, at least they know. And then what did they had witnessing all this time when they did the lockdown thing, when they went after that? They want to keep us out of the private lives. They think we're wanting to, you know, tell people what to do with their private lives as they lock down and mandate and force and everything, inoculate and kill. You know, I'm going, wow. Who do they see as the threat? Jacob Hornberger. Because Jacob is the leading proponent for a no-compromise party of principle for decades and has been hammering on these guys forever. Well, Arizona, that's how we know Jacob, been friends for, because we made use of that. Every opportunity of anyone that would clearly articulate the reasons for that, whether you agreed with it or not, that wasn't the point. At least libertarians were consistent, certainly through the mouth and eyes of Jacob Hornberger.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA News Update. Thursday, President Biden will deliver his State of the Union address. A preview of the speech indicates the president will detail his efforts to ensure that the wealthy pay their fair share. Additionally, he'll advocate for policies that have the potential to garner bipartisan support, like initiatives to assist veterans and combat cancer. Following his victory in the Colorado ballot case at the Supreme Court, former President Trump expressed his desire for President Biden to compete against him in the upcoming election rather than through legal battles. The High Court's unanimous ruling Monday affirmed that states cannot exclude Trump from the ballot. NFL star Jason Kelce announced his retirement from football.
13 seasons in Philadelphia. And I look back on a career filled with ups and downs.
Kelce was drafted by the Eagles in the sixth round of the 2011 draft. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreemansPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreemansPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda. But we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides an understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears is already mature.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. We're continuing our conversation with President of the United States candidate, Jacob Hornberger, for the Libertarian Party. Because Jacob is the leading proponent for a no-compromise party of principle for decades and has been hammered on these guys forever. Well, Arizona, that's how we know Jacob, been friends for, because we made use of that. Every opportunity of anyone that would clearly articulate the reasons for that, whether you agreed with it or not, that wasn't the point. At least
libertarians were consistent, certainly through the mouth and eyes of Jacob Hornberger. Now, this is when I felt I had a success. It's the later 90s. I remember when it was. It was when, what's his name, Johnson, the governor of New Mexico that ran.
Gary Johnson.
Don't care. But, you know, Gary, I knew Gary, and they wanted me to be a state guy. And, you know, I was like, nah, you're not, you know, a little bit on taxes and a flat this or doing some crap that he did. You know, I can't play that. I need a Jacob. So he had come to Arizona and spoke. It was a border state thing. He, in the late 90s, I think it was, he had spoke at the Arizona House of Representatives. You know, they had the border governors. He had said something. He talked about decriminalizing drugs, you know, ending the drug war. So then, of course, the reporter, oh, heavens to Murgatroyd, you know, that's crap Ernie's saying, you know. So the reporter called me, and he read me a paragraph or he had me quoted or whatever, and he goes, well, I got you saying yada, 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 yada. He goes, is that good? I go, yep, that's good. We're good. Boom, we're done. He already wrote what I was going to say. They know what I'm going to say. He just wanted to, you know, get me to say that's a quote and is that good? That's good. When you got reporters calling libertarians already knowing what you're going to say, you win. I was just like, thank God, we're finally at the point where you already know what we're going to say. So that's Jacob Hornberger. You already know what he's going to say. For him to answer what's the question, okay? And then you articulate that and you define that and what the reasons for it are. This is where we're at. And I wanted to make sure that you were encouraged to hold firm. Like, I'm not really worried that you're going to change. You got too much in writing. But it's important to me that you know that there are people out there that are in the streets on this, street activists, people that have faith in the future of freedom, the abundance that's coming. You know, this is going to overwhelm. Then Klaus Schwab is correct. It is the anti-system people going to kick their butt. Then they have Javier Milei go to the World Economic Forum and tell them how much they suck. Okay? And then, this is the one thing, Jacob, this is cool. I'm waiting. He went and talked at CPAC. I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know, I don't want to suffer through the translation stuff. I'll watch it later. What they did a few days after he spoke at the World Economic Forum in Davos, artificial intelligence had in his voice syncing his lips in English. Have you seen that? That was freaking cool as crap. So I assume they're going to do the same thing again. So I'll wait, and I'll go find the English translation AI. And it was done like 2-3 days later. It came up, and it was called, you know, heyday.com. Anyway, it was the guys that did Snapchat created this AI to be able to do that. And I'm going, it's over. Why? Because that could be translated into Spanish, English, French, and Japanese. I don't know why they picked those languages, but that's what they have now. What happens when anything that you say, because you already speak fluent Spanish. You know, Jacob, man, he talks in Spanish. What happens when it's in Japanese, Chinese, Russian, and Nordic? You know, here we go, which is exactly what happened with the Philosophy of Liberty, that little animation, that International Society for Individual Liberty, which they changed the name to something else because it's ISIL and they made that unpopular. You know why? Because we did Philosophy of Liberty, we had it translated into Arabic. A guy in Moscow, we paid Ken Schoolin and I worked on this, $1,000, translated into Arabic, put the Philosophy of Liberty on thousands of DVDs, and when during Arab Spring, we had them dumped on Tahrir Square in Cairo. It went stupid all over the Arab world. So then the big game was, is, you know, ISIL was the thing. You go to the ISIL page, and ISIL, they go, oh, ISIL is bad. That ISIL, we created the ISIL of Islamic, ISIL bad guy. They had to change their name. They changed, I go, I wouldn't have changed my name. Screw them, you know. This is how we have been activists worldwide on this, and with the technology to be able, we have a program called Language of Liberty, and it's a guy here, Glenn Kripe, that's a friend of ours, a wealthy guy that retired. He goes to Europe and he preaches libertarianism in English because it's called the language of liberty. Is English, you know, Locke and, you know, the founding fathers and all that kind of stuff. And the second language of a lot of people, the young kids in Europe, is English anyway. But that is a penetration, which started the Arizona Project, where a lot of these young entrepreneurs come here and we interview them. Well, I'm looking at the technology is allowing for Jacob Hornberger to be translated in every freaking language, the Libertarian Party and all, and they're not doing it? How many times I got to do this to show you the impact of it to where I got Klaus Schwab bitching? It's faith in this, and that is why I support Jacob Hornberger. Because I need somebody with the vision, somebody with the faith, somebody that won't break. And got these broken party with these broken people is broken. I came back to Arizona. I start looking. All right, I knew the Libertarian Party had their January convention. You know, so on. I missed that, but I went. All right, who's the guys? We're kind of, you know, we're back. I'm back. What are we going? Nothing. Why? Principles aren't strong enough. Of course they are. Klaus Schwab knew what was his opposition was. Sorry to take up the time and rant there, but you know I did. That's my feelings, man. How do you want to wrap this up? I want you to share with the audience your passion for this kind of stuff and give a demonstration of why I'm so supportive of you. Your faith in the Future of Freedom Foundation. You know, that's one thing. How did that start? All of a sudden, you know, it's in the late 80s, early 90s, where you know, I want to do Future of Freedom Foundation because why?
Well, first of all, I agree with you on the Schwab thing. It really goes to show you the threat that we're now posing to these people. For him to have to specifically bring out libertarianism as the threat to what he stands for is fantastic, because it shows you how much we've grown in influence. That they are really scared that this could sweep across the country and sweep across the world. And that's what I'm trying to do here inside the party. You know, I keep saying, yeah, what we need to do, Ernie, is start wildfires. And this is a radical philosophy. There's no question about it. So, you know, the party generally targets Republicans, middle class, well-to-do people. That class of people, the kind of people that attend LP conventions. But that group of people is generally not going to go with this radical philosophy. This is what Malay understood, is that you've got to target the people who are being crunched by the system. Because the people who are like in the middle class, upper middle class, yeah, inflation's hurting them, but they're able to adjust. The people that are going paycheck to paycheck, they can't do this. We are their hope. The people that are barely making ends meet, the people that are dying on the border. I mean, we never should forget this. These are innocent people who are dying. We are their hope. The people that are suffering the ravages of the drug war. The drug war is the most racist government program since segregation. Every black in this country knows it, even though most whites don't realize it. Blacks get disproportionately higher jail sentences, get more stops. People along the border that are living under this police state, a lot of Americans don't realize how much hatred there is for the Border Patrol, and rightly so. That's where we need to be targeting our efforts and our message, is the people who are really getting crunched by this whole system. And then if wildfires start in those sectors, in the black community, in the Hispanic community, 50% of people don't vote. That's our target audience right there, 50% who don't vote, because they know the whole system's crooked and corrupt. But you get a campaign of principle out there, those people will say, huh, I'm going to go register and I'm going to vote for that guy. But they're not going to take that time to go vote for a reformer. They don't care about reform.
Agreed.
They want the dismantler. That's what they want, the dismantler of infringements on freedom. So I think libertarianism is the greatest philosophy, economic and political, ever in the history of mankind. But, Ernie, we need to fight as libertarians. We can't fight as Republican life.
Right.
We have to be true to ourselves. We have to be who we are. We were born libertarians, and we need to go into battle with our weapons, with our principles, and that's what I'm proposing in this campaign. Let's do it different. Let's go and fight these statists as libertarians.
So what do you think is the reaction to success on that very point? Because I agree, our market is people, we don't care, you know, never done. You're still voting? You know, I'm that way. I'm like, you're still voting? I don't trust the system to begin with, you know? So, but it's all of a sudden here in Arizona, it's amazing to me how every single thing I told, how they did it with the mail-in, with the computer, with the, I just detailed. That was my whole thing. All my lawsuits against the elect, 44 election laws I challenged all the way to the Ninth Circuit on exactly all this stuff that did. Neon, I freaking told you so. That's my pronouns now, Jacob. I told you so. That's my pronouns. So, you know, this is, as it's coming, I'm like, I just let it go, man. You guys got it figured out. Finally, you understand now? I'm like, all right, cool. Well, then what? Then what? You know, the people that you give them any kind of faith in, you know, the system, which they really don't want you to have faith, they get any kind of faith in actual voting. They do it in such a way with, I have purple fingers and paper counted at the precinct, you know, kind of thing. We have an enormous opportunity of the people that have been waiting for to have their voice actually count, and they want it to go to what? How about freedom? Freedom's the answer. What's a freaking question? And if we maintain our brand, we maintain the credibility of doing campaigns the way you're doing and the way we did for decades here in Arizona, if we maintain that credibility, it doesn't matter how small we are, because these things happen in spurts. It's explosions. It's all of a sudden, what the crap just happened? It happens that way every time. That's why they call it revolution. It just keeps coming around. The fourth turning, to this, to that, whatever the heck you want to call it. When it's time, it's time. And we saw it's time with the Ron Paul revolution. In 08, when that campaign, I knew it was coming. I go, watch this. How did I know? I'm like, how did you not know? Well, that's a Jacob Hornberger thing. You know, this is going to, it's going to go, how'd you know, Ernie? How'd you not know? Sooner or later, there is going to be a group, instead of it just being a state, it's going to be a national thing, and what are they going to have to be in opposition to? They, them, those that will not leave us alone and got unlimited amounts of money to make sure it gets seated in right places, to make sure you got delegates to doing whatever, and the promises of we'll give you a job if, and you made, and your mother-in-law, you know, will, you know, invite you over for Thanksgiving because you're not too radical or something. They're playing to something, our weaknesses, instead of our strength. America is about our strength. It's about our confidence in freedom. And if you don't have that, it's going to go away in 1,000 years of darkness. So I'm like, nope, the future is abundance, and it just takes inspirational people to demonstrate it's not that hard. It's a hologram that they created. It's a Potemkin village that they made. It's all fake. And if you just ignore it and blow through it, yeah, make me, and, you know, and go protest in the street. We're going to go protest. I don't care about protest. You know my protest? Ignore them. That's my protest. You know, I don't care. You know, you just, you know, it's massive civil disobedience, which is really what the border thing is. That's just a bunch of massive civil disobedience. But it's not really, because they're invited by the Biden administration. Yeah, come on in. You know, tell your friends how much you got in, you know, visa. You know, I'm like, what the crap? What kind of people are you going to get? It's not the same kind as I grew up in the 70s and 80s. The people that came here to work, because that's the only way they could survive and eat. If you didn't work, you didn't live, you know? And they just kept getting more and more subsidies, more and more, you know, WIC. They had these, you know, for food and food stamps. And, heck, oh, we'll just pay them, you know, give them something, a place to stay and some money every month. I'm like, what the crap? What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? Of course it's going to happen. You know, I'm so done with reform. So done with incremental measures. So done with anything other than a total advocacy of unlimited, leave me aloneism, you're not bothering anybody, golden rule, non-aggression principle, freedom. And if there's nobody out there advocating for it, and I don't trust the voting system, why are you still voting? You still voting? Why? You got to live a freedom life. You got to ignore. You got to inspire. You got to create your own communities. I don't even like intentional community. I like unintentional community. This is my property line, mine, not yours, mine. You see over here? That's not mine. It might be yours or whatever, but this is mine. Mine. So what's the purpose of government? To protect that, which is mine, my individual rights. It's so but simple. of course it's going to have opposition because it's so simple. They need collectivization, collectivization in your money, collectivization in your thoughts, collectivization in your action, collectivization in your children, collectivization in, you know, future security, you know, social security, education, you know, where your kids go, yeah, everything. Oh, and by the way, we're going to let the WHO decide when you got to get four shots. Whoa, well, hell, I'm free now, you know? So this is, before you go, I want you to go ahead and articulate what you think the future is. Not just, including the election here in 24, what do you think you're seeing on the horizon, what may happen, and libertarian, because I haven't heard Libertarian Party about anything. The only time the word libertarian ever comes up is whether RFK Jr. is going to run as a libertarian. You know, that's the only time you ever even hear it. So I just want to know what you think the future is of this election, and what you think the future is going to be for America and the world as we go into, oh my God, you know, the dollar collapsing, which is coming, okay? So give your opinion, will you, Jacob?
Well, if we judge it from what's happened since, let's say, 1990, every year things have gotten worse. I mean, there's no question. And freedom has plunged further into darkness. But there's always been one light shining through this darkness, and that's the light of libertarianism. And I mean, just imagine if there was no way out of all this morass, things would be totally dark. But there's a light shining and brightening the darkness. That's libertarianism. But we don't know. You can't project the future based on the past because there can be a great awakening in this country. If we stay on this trajectory, we know things are going to be bad, much worse. So you got $34 trillion in debt. $80 trillion in Social Security and Medicare. You got the military, another $1 trillion of annual expenditures. The foreign wars are getting us close to nuclear war. So the verdict's still out as to the future, but things can turn on a dime. And that's why I keep saying the only way that things can turn on a dime is with principle. Principles are everything. If all you do is say, well, I'm going to reform this and I'm going to reform that, you're not going to stop the trajectory in the darkness. You're just trying to make it more palatable, a nicer form of serfdom. So I think that we can turn things around. What are the prospects for this election? Well, I don't know. Between Biden and Trump, impossible to say. But we already know the results for the Libertarian Party presidential nominee. That's done. It's over. When the Wall Street Journal says that we get 1% right now, and then another poll says 0%. The American people they've spoken. They've said, we don't care how dissatisfied we are with Biden and Trump. We are not voting for you by 99%. And I'm with them. I'm with the 99%. They're right not to vote for the standard Libertarian Party candidate that we've been running for 20 years because it's nothing but Republican light. It's reform. It's not freedom. So I'm saying this time around, if we want to lead America to freedom, you can do the same thing and get your 1% or 0.5% or 0%. That's fine. But if you want the chance of a major breakout, you have no choice. You've got to move in a totally different direction. It's just logical. And that total direction is a campaign of total principle. I mean, I was really impressed to hear you say you got 7% of the vote too, Ernie. I mean, this is what we've got to communicate to the party members, is that a campaign of principle is a vote getter. But as you point out, if it doesn't get the votes, at least you've been true to yourself. You've stuck with your principles. Let's say you get 1%. Okay, that's no fault of your own unless you've incompetently defended the message. It's the fault of the voters. It's their problem that they decided to reject this in favor of more darkness. But the only way that we can lead them out is through these principles. And if you get 1% and you've compromised your principles in the hopes of getting more votes, that's the disaster, because you've communicated to people things that are, you say, are libertarianism, but they aren't really. They're just some warmed over Republican statism. And then you get 1% or 0.5% or 0%. That's a disaster. So I say the future is uncertain. If we run a campaign of principle, we don't know. We know what we're going to do if we run the same kind of campaign we've been running for 20 years. The voters are already telling us that 0 to 1%. If things haven't changed over the last 3 years, they're not going to change over the next 7 or 8 months. But if we run the kind of campaign that I'm running, I'm saying all bets are off. You don't know. If I could get 7% 20 years ago, I would say that's potentially possible to double that. We've made a lot of progress over 20 years. And if you're in the 10 to 15% area, now freedom is in play. You don't know what's going to happen then, especially if you got wildfires starting all over the country on immigration. And immigration is the best place to start a wildfire. I mean, you start light those embers that are burning in people all across the country that are horrified with the deaths and the suffering. And all of a sudden, that spreads into a wildfire along the border and then spreads into the black community over the drug war. And then into the 50% who don't vote. I think there's going to be a lot of people a little scared when they see those wildfires spreading. And that's what we need to do to shift the direction of this country.
You know, I'm looking at the, well, it's hard to read, you know, I'd show it. But, you know, here's the results of 94. And what we had, Scott Granger ran for U.S. Senate. It was all 7, 8%. You know, I think the lowest was like 6 or 8. Scott Granger for Libertarian for U.S. Senate. You had all the congressional races. They were doing well. John Buttrick was running for governor at that time, Secretary of State. And you had to get 5%, which is like, oh, that's impossible. You'll never get 5% to have continuing ballot status and, you know, that kind of thing. Well, of course, for Buttrick, he was at 4.9 or something like that. Made sure, you didn't make your 5%. So, of course, we do petition, signature, do it again next time. But it was, from the beginning, I remember one time the results came. I was running for Congress in, I think it was 98. I was running for Congress against Shattuck, and it showed up 33% Ernest Hancock. We all looked at each other and go, yeah, right. The computers went down for like 20 minutes. Boom! Nope, that went away. You know, so I've been through this so many times. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. Because I know that the advocacy of the philosophy, and that's what's dangerous. When they find out that you don't care, it doesn't matter. It's a general public opinion campaign. It's like all my lawsuits, I don't think I, one time in a dozen some lawsuits, I got a judge going, oh, hell, you explained it right, or you win. Now, they always did a stay. They always go change the law a little bit, make it moot, jerk around. Nah, we rule you and get over it. I mean, it was blatant, obvious violations. Don't care. So for me, from early on, I could see it wasn't that I gave a crap what judge said. It was because you had a government number, the media and reporters that I knew, got to be friends with, could write about it. But they had to use adjectives. Tie-dye wearing, dope smoking, gun-toting Ernest Hancock libertarian said this about that. Yeah, whatever. As long as you put the issue in there, don't care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.